Good evening. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Tuesday, January 13th, 2015. The New York City Health Department announced that cooling towers at Co-op City in the Bronx are contaminated with the Legionella bacteria. The Health Department says 8 of the 12 recent cases of Legionella bacteria in the borough have been diagnosed among Co-op City residents. It instructed River Bay, that's Co-op City's management, to take immediate steps to decontaminate the cooling tower. That's to minimize the risk. The infected water is used to cool Co-op City's heating and electrical systems. The water in the cooling tower is self-contained. It's separate from the water used by Co-op City residents for drinking, cooking, and bathing. Andy King is New York City Council member who represents Northeast Bronx. This includes Co-op City.
I've been in communication with the Department of Health, been talking with neighbors and friends and Co-op City just to reaffirm and reassure them that we're on the job to making sure that we clean up whatever viruses that are in the pipes that might be in the water system, and what precautionary measures that everyone needs to take.
Health Department representatives will hold a meeting at Co-op City this evening.
We're going to learn more about everything tonight at our town hall meeting so people can be 100% accurate on how this disease can be transmitted and how you cure yourself from it and how do you protect yourself from it. Again, it is something that is curable. It's not something that we should panic. I know the name Legionella sounds so frightening, but it's the same thing as influenza. It's still just a virus that is curable.
The meeting will be held at 7 p.m. at 177 Dreiser Loop in Co-op City. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. New York City officials agreed to a plan that would eliminate the use of solitary confinement for all inmates aged 21 and under. It's a move that would place Rikers Island at the forefront of national jail reform efforts. The Correction Department recently eliminated the use of solitary for 16 and 17-year-olds. The Board of Corrections also approved plans for 250 beds of enhanced supervision housing for the small number of inmates responsible for a disproportionate amount of jail stabbings and slashings. Inmate advocates and others say the $14.8 million initiative is unduly harsh, that it will deprive inmates of their rights and could fuel further violence. The NYPD has increased activity on the streets after a two-week slowdown. Statistics released Monday show levels weren't where they were the same week a year ago, but arrests and summonses are up again. The NYPD sent a ceremonial unit to France to attend services for law enforcers killed during last week's terrorist attack. Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says the delegation will include Muslim members of the department. The mission also includes an investigative component. The group is being led by the department's chief of intelligence, who will work with French law enforcers. Today, attorneys from Muslim Advocates and the Center for Constitutional Rights urged the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit to reverse a federal district court's dismissal of Hassan versus City of New York. It's a case that challenges the New York City Police Department's blanket surveillance of Muslims in New Jersey. The plaintiffs had their day in court. They include a decorated Iraq War veteran, Rutgers University students, a coalition of New Jersey mosques, and the former principal of a grade school for Muslim girls. The suit says they were targeted and surveilled by the NYPD solely on account of their religious affiliation and without any criminal suspicion. Although the NYPD recently disbanded one of the main units through which it conducted the surveillance, there's no evidence it abandoned the underlying unlawful targeting and profiling of Muslims.
I'm Brian, and my son, Gabriel, died of a drug overdose at the age of 15.
A dad speaking about his son's heroin addiction is part of a public service announcement shown in Suffolk County. That's one of the places where there's a prescription and heroin abuse crisis. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone announced this week that county facilities, county jails, and drug and alcohol treatment centers will encourage the use of the drug Vivitrol. It's injected once a month and blocks the high from heroin and prescription drugs. It was approved by the Food and Drug Administration to treat alcohol dependence back in 2006. Stephen Chassman is the executive director of the Long Island Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. He called Vivitrol an effective tool to help, which has to be paired with substance abuse treatment. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.